Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90 or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit 4, anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, if you dial in to 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022, you can join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. For those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel does these calls in support of your Tier 90 efforts, and I always look for additional information that will help support that and help really give you a good boost headed into the right direction. Realize this is a lifestyle change. It's not something that you do once and never do again. It's changing your habits so that you're becoming healthier and healthier as time goes on. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, as I was not able to for about 35-40% of the time, take them with your meals. It still works. I found it was still very effective, but my experience has been that it works just fine if you take it with your meals. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, and fiber. And fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. And for that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all that fiber, well, you'll want to get up and get moving because exercise is the next thing on our list. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. You can definitely do more than this, but this is sort of the bottom baseline that you need to do. And if you're getting exercise and you're exercising heavily, you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So then you have to start thinking about that hydration. And if you're in a humid area or you're working out heavily, you'll want to make sure that you increase your intake from this baseline that I'm going to give you to adequately cover what you're losing through either perspiration due to humidity or exercise. And for hydration, you need 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you build up from there. And as I said, if you're working out heavily, then you'll need to increase that significantly. Many times, if you think you're hungry, drink a glass of water because many times it's dehydration already starting to set in and it pretends that it's hunger to kind of get your attention. And many people don't know that. So there we are. 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That will help you set you up for making good decisions, clear out toxins out of your system. That sleep does what I like to call a whole series of system resets while you're sleeping because it stores memories, it repairs muscles and tissues, sets your brain up for making good decisions. It just does a wealth of really good things. And if you're not getting enough adequate sleep, then it might be time to go see a physician to see what you can do about getting that adequate sleep. There's several things out on the market that will help. There are several things that naturally a person can do that will help. Exercise, believe it or not, will actually, if you exercise earlier in the day, it will actually help you sleep later in the day. So all of that works in synergy together. So today's information is coming from a book that is called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman. And his last name is spelled F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a medical doctor. And many of the things that he espouses in this book actually dovetails right in with the TR90 program. And much of it kind of some of it actually kind of gives you the idea of what it is that's supposed to be happening. So with that, we're going to be jumping into his shopping list. Always keep a good assortment of healthy food in the house. A key to success is having the right kind of food available to prevent being tempted by the wrong kind of food. I suggest the following items. Vegetables to be eaten raw. These are going to be your carrots, celery, peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, mushrooms, lettuce, and other salad greens, snow peas, sugar snap peas, and tomatoes. And believe it or not, he listed tomatoes twice, so must be really important. Vegetables for cooking. These can either be fresh or they can be frozen. That would be your broccoli, your cauliflower, your eggplant, mushrooms, tomatoes, cabbage, string beans, kale, Swiss chard, mustard greens, spinach, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, onions, and garlic. Fruits, they can either be fresh or frozen. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, kiwi, fruit, apples, oranges, pineapple, melons, lemons, limes, grapes, pears, bananas, mangoes, plums, peaches, and cherries. Raw nuts and seeds. Most of these you'll want to store in the refrigerator to keep them from going rancid quickly. Those raw nuts and seeds would be your walnuts, your almonds, cashews, pistachios, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, unhulled sesame seeds, hemp seeds, flax seeds, and chia seeds. Ingredients for homemade soups. That would be your carrots, your celery, your garlic, onions, zucchini, fresh and dried herbs, no salt seasoning, leeks, turnips, dried beans, lentils, and split peas. And I think the reason he's stating dried beans here is because the cans have additives, and some of them aren't as good for you as the dried beans are, and it's easier to actually soak them in overnight and kind of get them pre-prepped. And if you pressure cook them, you can actually strain them out once they're cooked and bag them up and toss them in the freezer and pull them out as needed. Other staples, flavored and balsamic vinegars, lemons, juice is great in a salad, soup, or a vegetable dish, tomato sauce, no salt added, salsa, no salt added, avocados, tofu, edamame, which is your green soybeans, and old-fashioned rolled oats. For your fresh and dry or dried herbs and seasonings, you will probably want to keep basil, oregano, dill, parsley, cilantro, chives, rosemary, thyme, ginger, garlic cloves or garlic powder, onion powder, mint, chili powder, cumin, Cajun seasoning, pepper, curry powder, cinnamon, Mrs. Dash, and Dr. Fuhrman's Veget Zest or Matzo Zest, M-A-T-O-Z-E-S-T. And the following, I'm going to give you some menus, and some of these will actually be going over some of the recipes probably later in the week. The following menus and recipes are examples of sample diet and dishes rich in nutrients and fiber, consistent with the basic principles of healthful eating. I have included my favorite recipes and those that have become the most popular with my readers and patients. These recipes are among the highest rated at my member center at drfuhrman.com. And doctor is drfuhrman.com. So 7 days of vegetarian meal plans for the aggressive weight loss. And if I say that recipe to follow, that means that sometimes later this week we'll be getting to the recipes. Day one, breakfast, strawberries, orange, cantaloupe sprinkled with ground flax seeds or hemp seeds. And you'll want to grind those seeds fresh because otherwise they lose their nutrient value rather quickly. Lunch, mixed green salad topped with beans and balsamic or flavored vinegar. Portobello red pepper pita. And that is a recipe that's going to follow. For dinner, mixed greens, watercress salad with red peppers and tofu ranch dressing. That tofu ranch dressing will be following later in the week. Golden Austrian cauliflower cream soup, which is another recipe that will be following later. Strawberries sprinkled with cocoa powder. Day two. Breakfast will be the quick banana bread to go, which is another recipe that we'll be following. Lunch will be your raw vegetables of carrots, red bell peppers, and celery. Your steamed broccoli and sesame with the sesame ginger sauce or a red lentil sauce. Both of those sauces will be recipes to come. Melon and or fresh fruit. For dinner, salad with lemon juice, shredded pear, and shredded pear, charred with vegetable medley, which is a recipe that will be coming, and Jenna's peach freeze, which will be following. Day three, breakfast is eat your greens fruit smoothie, which is a recipe that will be coming. Lunch will be black bean mango salad, which is another recipe coming. Pineapple and other fresh fruit. For dinner, romaine and arugula salad with apple pie dressing, which is a recipe that we'll be following, and Dr. Furman's famous anti-cancer soup, which is another recipe that we'll be following. Day four, dried apricot soaked in soy, hemp, or almond milk for breakfast. For lunch, mixed green salad topped with white beans, walnuts, and Dijon date dressing, Dijon date dressing to follow, fresh or frozen berries. For dinner, you will have your raw vegetables, which will be your string beans, your carrots, broccoli, and peppers, and a simple guacamole, which is another recipe that's going to be following. Lisa's lovely lentil stew, another recipe to follow, and collards and carrots with raisins, which is another recipe to follow. Day five, the blue apple nut oatmeal recipe to follow. Edamame with no salt seasoning. Bean enchiladas recipe to follow. Papaya with lime or other fruit, fresh fruit. For dinner, romaine and Napa cabbage salad with lemon or flavored vinegar. A Thai vegetable curry to follow, and a cantaloupe slush to follow. On day six, that would be your creamy fruit and berry smoothie recipe to follow. Lunch would be raw vegetables, which would be carrots, celery, snow peas, and mushrooms with salsa. Simple bean burgers recipe to follow, topped with lettuce and tomato. Kiwi fruit or other fruit. And for dinner, mixed greens and arugula salad and assorted vegetables, creamy blueberry dressing to follow, eggplant roll-ups to follow, and steamed asparagus. On day seven, that would be your mixed tropical fruit, which would be pineapple, mango, and banana sprinkled with flax seeds and unsweetened coconut. For lunch would be your raw vegetables of red peppers, zucchini, sugar snap peas, black bean hummus with a recipe that's going to be following, healthy tortilla or pita chips, cut whole grain tortillas or pitas into small triangles and place in the oven at a low temperature until crisp, apple or pear with that lunch. And then dinner will be easy three bean vegetables chili recipe to follow, great greens, that recipe to follow, and banana walnut ice cream recipe to follow. So those are your 7 days on the really strict, what he calls the aggressive weight loss plan. Tomorrow I'll be getting into the non-vegetarian meals or the less strict for the moderate weight loss. And again, there will probably be recipes following at some point. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, One of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. This was Susan Mann from Portland, Oregon, signing out. I wish you a great day and look forward to having you back tomorrow. And I welcome any thoughts or comments you have as soon as I get us off of mute. So there we have it, my friends, what his aggressive weight loss 7-day meal plan looks like. Tomorrow we'll get into the non-vegetarian, less aggressive one. And hopefully either Wednesday or Thursday I'll be starting to get into some of those recipes in hopes of sharing things that might be helpful for you. And hopefully we'll have Frank back this week, but don't know yet, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed. If there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to release this. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.